Three for the Money is brought to you by the TrendCenter app. This is the best tool for sports betting research. The TrendCenter app, you can test betting systems from the past 20 years, explore thousands of existing trends and systems from top betting experts, choose from hundreds of filters to test different systems for each sport. Save these trends and get notified when their systems have games. Download the app and use our code TFTM for 15% off a premium membership after a 2-day free trial. Okay. We're here. We're back. It's Three for the Money. New episodes every Thursday, brought to you by the TrendCenter app. Link in the description, 15% off a premium membership, the greatest tool on the planet for sports bettors. We'll be using it all summer to bet on the MLB. Yeah, check them out. Also, they're a great follow on Twitter for free picks as well. But yeah, we're here and we're back. Not much is going on. I don't know about y'all, but I am I don't know. I'm stumped for things to talk about. Chris, how are you doing since last week?
I mean, I'm doing good. Picked up a few positive days on baseball thanks to the Trend Center. They gave me a good one. I think it was Tigers money line yesterday. I think that was plus 105. So shout out to them. That was clutch. I mean, we're in that part of the year where it's like, what are we talking about? It's
Not
hot.
much.
There's no football. So I know we're going to talk about some stuff, but that's all I really have to report right now is just doing well in baseball. Counting down the days on my wall like a prisoner until football starts, though. So I guess that's how we're doing. Sean, how are you doing?
Yeah, we're doing all right. You know, kind of in the same boat, dude. I mean, not much to report on my end, to be honest. Kind of ran out of money betting on baseball. So just kind of, I feel you, dude. I mean, I literally have a tick chart of days gone by or days until football going on in my head. So what more can you do? But
I mean,
wait,
we're kind of close.
We're kind of close. I mean,
There's
we have NFL football this month, technically.
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 And I mean, at this point, we're getting to the point where it's like, I'll take any, like, I'll be flipping through the channels and I'll see like a CFL game on. I'm like, hey, catch a few plays of this just to scratch the itch.
Yeah, absolutely.
Might be that time of the year to start rewatching the league.
Ooh,
that's a good idea.
That's a good idea.
Yep. Right when you're right at the beginning of July, when it's just baseball and you're real jonesing, might be the time.
That's such a good idea. Bless you.
All right,
gazin tight.
All right, but yeah, we're there's not much to talk about, but I know that Sean came prepared to talk about something. We have some sort of game we're going to play.
Yes,
it's time to play the game.
It is time to play the game. So we're going to switch it up this week. And this is something we've never done before. And I'm surprised we actually have never done this. We're going to create tier lists. You know, this is so 2021, maybe. Maybe 22.
Dudes love a good tier list.
But I love a good tier list. I know you guys love a good tier list. It's going to go S for superior, A, B, C, D. There's no F, only D. So we're going to switch it up. bring a little more debate and conversation to the sports realm, I guess. So,
Yes.
do you just want to start it off?
Yes, start it off.
All right. Well, let me share my screen real quick. All right, I guess y'all have to accept that. So,
I allow.
all right. I hope this works.
I didn't get anything, so.
All right. So I guess it's only Will. All right. First up, we're going to start off with the most iconic sports sounds. First up, a puck hitting the goalpost.
So are you currently sharing your screen?
I am currently sharing my screen.
I think you just have to have the thing on your screen because I'm only seeing you.
How do I do that?
I don't know. Maybe we should have workshopped this
Yeah,
before. Hang
maybe we
on.
should.
Oh,
We'll cut
wait.
this. Oh.
Aha.
There we go. Sorry about that,
There we
guys.
go. There we
It's there
go.
we
We're
are.
cooking
with
All right.
gas now.
We're cooking. We're cooking. All right. So a puck hitting the goal post. Where would you rank this in S, A, B, C, or D tier? Now, think about
Oof.
this. This could be a good thing or a bad thing.
I'm gonna put it in A
But
tier.
honestly, think about it also as the sound. It's such a good sound to hear in a sports setting. It's such a whether you're in the arena or you're watching on TV, because this vibrates so well on even on TV.
Yeah, I'm gonna agree with Will. I'm gonna put it in A. It
Okay.
is just an incredibly satisfying sound. If you would have said Bardowski,
Bardowski.
I would have said S all the way because that's awesome.
I think
But
that's
if you're just going clang off the post, I'll say A because yeah, you don't know what's gonna happen.
I think we're all in agreement that if this is a Bardowski, this is an S tier. But if we're just talking about the sound, it's an A. Correct?
I think that the sound is all encompassing of it either bounces in, whether it be Bardowski or whether it goes out. And so Bardowski, that's an S, but you have to take the negative with it as well, whether it be for your team or against your team. And I think because of that, we keep it at A.
Okay. Sounds good. Put that at A. All right.
All right.
Next up is a 3-point swish. I'd honestly put this at like a at a B.
I was gonna say that's a B. It
It
happens so
doesn't,
often now.
yeah, it
Like
doesn't. It doesn't hit as hard.
this is borderline white noise at this point.
And to be honest, the picture I pulled is Steph Curry, hitting his three,
I
his
see.
signature. So.
Like, it's awesome. Don't get me wrong, but if we're just talking your run-of-the-mill three-pointer, like, I mean, we have like backup centers hitting these in like November of the NBA season. So it's
Correct.
like
Correct.
it's lost its luster over the last like 10 plus years. But yeah, so I'd say B.
All right. So we're all in agreement on B? Okay. Next up, we got the final buzzer beater in a March Madness game.
S.
I would agree.
That I mean that's just me, but I mean that I feel like we don't get a lot of those anymore. How many
I
buzzer
don't
beaters have we had in the last
either.
3 years, really? I can only think of a couple off the top of my head. I'd say S.
I would also agree with S. Just a especially in like a final game, Was it Villanova?
North Carolina.
North Carolina. Yes. Good. Thank you.
Assuming
You
that a
can't.
shot is shot and it goes in and then the buzzer goes off,
I think that's the, yeah.
then yeah, that's
That's the idea.
the
Yeah.
idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then that's an S.
That's an S.
I think
Okay.
so. Yeah.
All right. The crack of a bat on a home run.
Ooh. I put it in an
Like
A.
when you actually like hear, like when you can actually hear that it's a home run.
I'm gonna go S personally.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, if we just look at what we have right now, A is shot off the post, which you don't know if that's gonna be good or bad. If you hear a solid crack or a exceptional crack of the bat, you know what's happening. And
That's a fair point.
that, yeah, I'd say baseball, like when a guy just pimps a home run off of just an absolute no-doubter, it's pretty fucking awesome. I'd put it in an S.
Okay. As a non-baseball fan, would you be opposed to putting it at A? Just
I mean, it depends how the rest of the list goes, but
okay.
I wouldn't
Well,
hate
it
putting it at
doesn't
A.
matter. It's not like we're blind ranking things. Like we can move stuff around, like the home run can be before like a post
I mean, I'm
on
fine
the
with putting it at
puck.
A for now, and we'll see
Okay.
how it goes. But I'm
Okay.
if y'all are wanting it at A, I'm
Look,
definitely fine with putting it at A.
we can put the home run before the post on A, if that makes you more comfortable.
Does that mean anything?
It's like one A,
Well,
one B,
okay. I didn't know
one C.
in this whole
Yeah.
grand scheme of ranking things. I didn't know if. Okay, that's fine.
Okay. All right. A referee calling a first down. Honestly, this is like a C for me. This is pretty bottom of what we got so far.
Yeah, I agree. And I was thinking, like, when it's like a controversial call or they're reviewing it and they give it like a gusto, like a first down. That I was thinking, like, that's awesome. But then I was looking at the list, I was like, that's a B at most. So I would say like a normal first. Also, lately, I don't know if I'm just not noticing things. Lately in the NFL, I've noticed they do like this for a first down, like just like a normal first down. I don't know when that shit started. I don't like it. I feel like back when we were back in the day, even if it was like a normal first down, they marked it with their hand. They didn't do like the whole this nonsense. So
Yeah.
I would
It's
say,
usually just like, well, back in the day it was like, one of these.
if it was like a
Like,
penalty, yeah, but like if they were
yeah.
making the actual call, they would still do first down. Now it's like if it's like a normal call, they just do this, and I hate that so much. So I'm C, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. All right. The revving of the engines before the green flag at a NASCAR race. All right, hold on, hold on. Listen, if it's Kevin James calling the gentlemen start your engines, this is an S tier.
Well, yeah.
But that's not a green flag.
I feel like C at best. I mean, I don't give a shit. So I feel like if I was in person, it would be cool, but
Sure.
that's kind of like the ceiling. I'll go C at best. I'm not willing to, or I'm not opposed to objecting a D.
I'm not on the fence between D or C, honestly. We're not
Also,
NASCAR guys, but I feel like in person this would be cool.
I'm afraid you're gonna pull something negative out, and that's going to go in like the bottom rankings. So I'm afraid to put anything too far down. But yeah, I'm fine with either C or D, whichever y'all think is best.
I vote D just because, like, it's like it's something special. It only happens once a race, but it's like, yeah, it only happens once a race. Like,
But
it
there's what,
happens
like
every.
70 races? Like, you know, like, so
And
I don't
like,
know. I wouldn't know. I
and
wouldn't know
like,
either. Like,
you can hear this like kind of just going down the highway.
sure.
Like,
Everybody's souped up car sounds like this,
yeah,
like
like
nowadays. Like,
this isn't really anything special.
sure.
At
I
least
would be okay with put,
to us, we're not
sure.
tire heads or whatever you call NASCAR fans. So
Yeah. I would be okay with putting this at D tier.
I'm fine
Do
with
it.
that.
All right. All right. The goal horn.
A. Eh.
B.
I would say
B? Really?
A. Well,
It because like there's so
For
many different goal horns, like
That's a whole nother list.
yeah, that
That's a
is a
whole
whole
nother
nother list.
Like,
That's a whole nother pod, dude. I mean, shit.
yeah, like I'm trying to think of some special goal horns. I mean, like the Avalanche's like fog horn, like steamboat, like wah horn. I hate it. I mean, just because
The
I.
Ducks have a similar one. I despise it, but it's unique.
I put it at B because like there's some great ones and then there's just some ones that I don't much care for.
But we also have to take into the fact of the list. We're putting a shot off the post higher than the goal horn.
Yeah, because a shot off the post doesn't really happen every game.
I guess that's fair.
A goal
The
horn
goal
happens every
horn,
game. It has
yeah,
to.
it has to.
That's a good
Unless
point.
the away team wins one nothing.
Right. Ooh, yeah, that's a good point.
No, but no, I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
All right. Yeah. Would you put that before a three-pointer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. The let's get ready to rumble.
I think that's S.
I think that is
Yeah,
also S.
I agree. I mean, the man's made
That's,
a
I mean, that's
living.
so iconic.
Yeah.
Like, that's just so iconic. I mean,
The
there's not much more you can say about this phrase other than this is an S tier sound.
man has made generational wealth off of a sentence.
Oh
This is
yeah.
S.
Oh yeah. All right. Let's see. A good tennis grunt.
A good one?
Like a like, you know, like
Yeah, no, yeah, a good one. Yeah.
yeah, a good
Ah, man. I've never watched a full tennis match before.
D. I mean,
I'd put this low C,
don't mean to
honestly.
interrupt, but like.
Yeah.
I put it at yeah, I guess I'd put it at D as well because like if it's a long tennis match, it's like, yo, they're grunting for forever.
Yeah.
You have to have a good grunt though in order to
But
be good.
think about like the final day at like Wimbledon. Like a, you know, all on the line. Like in a, and you're just fighting for your life. And you're just out there grunting.
Yeah, I still
I
put it at D because I mean you're gonna hear it
okay. I
the
was gonna
whole
say,
time. Yeah.
if you want me to be blunt, I don't give a shit if it's the first day of the final day of Wimbledon.
Sure. Okay.
I mean, respect to the athletes, I don't care. Yeah, I'm
Fair enough. Fair enough. Okay. Vuvuzelas, if you remember from the 2011 World Cup or 2010, 2010
It was
World Cup.
10. It was 10, I
Yeah.
think.
Man,
I
I'm not a fan. I put it at C. That's just me.
would I would only put this at C because of its pop culture like kind of iconic
It
like
was really
stamp.
cool at the time. But right, and then it kind of like right after that, it was like, all right, now like now just like people have these, and this
And
is
they were
kind of
really
annoying.
annoying.
Yeah.
But
So
if you
I
transport me back to 2010, I'd probably put these at C.
yeah, I put it at C.
I mean, I'm willing to accept C. I was gonna say B. I was one of the assholes who bought one of these things
Jesus
and took
Christ.
it to high school sporting events. Got kicked out of a basketball game because I brought it in.
What did I say?
That's kind of awesome. What did he
Yeah, I
say?
personally, I'd say it's a B, but if I were to hear one now, honestly, I'd probably be like, what the fuck is that? So I'm fine with C.
Put it at
Okay.
C. Let's keep it moving.
Let's see.
Where
All
this
right.
list is shaping out, I think.
It's
We're
pretty,
okay, it's
it's
pretty,
very
it's
even.
dead even. It's dead even.
Yeah.
All right. A slap shot off the boards. I'm going to put this at A. This is an A tier sound for me, just because the puck may have gone wide of the net, but man, that reverberation off the board is just like, oh, that power behind it is just like, oh my God, that could have killed a man.
I see what you're saying. I think when I think about all the other things that are in the B and the A tier, I think it is also an A tier. Because like this happens every game, but it's like you get a good hard shot on that and it's like damn. He put everything in that shot. So I think I would have to agree. In A, I think that definitely ranks higher than a three-pointer and definitely ranks higher than just a goal horn.
I agree. I can't see the rest of the list, so I don't know if a slap shot just cracking the glass is on this. I assume it's not,
It's
but
not, because
if that
that doesn't happen, much anymore, so
I
yeah.
understand, but if that was on this list, I would say S. So yeah, I'm willing to agree with with Will. I think that it's a great sound.
Absolutely. All right. And I got Shea Weber for
I feel like he
that.
won. I don't know if this was just my Preds bias looking back on it. I feel like he won hardest shot at the All-Star game for like 20 years.
I think it was 2 years in a row
Oh, that
that
was
he
it?
got. Yeah, I think so.
Oh, I thought it was like at least five. I said 20
No.
is a hyperbole, but I thought it was at least five. Some idol I looked up to.
All right. Well, I mean, 2 years in a row ain't nothing to
I
squawk
know.
about,
I was
you know?
just joking. It was
I
just
went
in
to
my
a good.
head. In my head, he was always like, yeah, it's Shea Weber. He has a harder shot. Like, why are we even doing this?
Sure. Next up, we got Sweet Caroline just at any sporting event because they play it every single one of
There something below D?
No,
D.
but
Damn.
okay.
I, why?
It's just a fun crowd thing that happens, in
It gets white people
timeouts,
going.
intermissions. It does get the white people going.
Okay, still D, but it is true. If I'm hammered and Sweet Caroline comes on, yeah,
You're singing along.
it plays, but
Yeah.
it's still I if I'm If I'm stone sober and ranking this list, this it would be below. It would be E, F. I hate this. I don't get it. It plays at multiple like sporting events, multiple venues, and I'm just like, it's a fine. It's a decent song. It's not a sporting event song.
Sure.
Like,
It kind of isn't. That's the
it's not at
thing.
all.
Yeah,
If you
like
really think of it's not at all. Like,
yeah.
it's a good song, fine song, but it's not like a, I need to play this to get me like pumped up, you know?
Yeah. It's not like Seven Nation Army, you know. Like it's not I don't know. It's fucking is awful
That's
song to play at a sporting event, to be
it's
honest.
it, like
Army
it's
is fine.
it's a fine song.
But that song gets the people going though.
It's a more sporting event appropriate song than Sweet Caroline, I'd say by a mile.
Yeah.
I think I would also say that.
But I mean, whatever. Yeah,
All right.
I don't care for it personally.
All right. The good crack of a golf swing.
Oh, man.
When you're playing, S.
Yeah. When you're it, when you do it, S. Yeah.
I mean, it's a it when you have a no doubter, just pipe it right down the fairway.
Sure.
It's
I'll
it.
I won't argue with that.
I
Very
mean, when
good
you're watching
stuff.
on TV, it's like everyone does it, so really, who gives a shit? But
Yeah,
when it's
sure.
you, it's fantastic.
Sure.
Happens very seldom to myself, but when it does, it's awesome.
I get I would agree. Okay. Sneakers on a basketball court, college or NBA. To me, this can't be higher than B.
I selfishly I do love this sound. I don't know why, but I just do. But I think this does belong in C tier.
I'm torn because it's like if you look at the list, I would say yes, it belongs in C. But think if you were to watch a basketball game and that just they just muted that sound. It would
It'd
be,
be incredible.
I think it'd be extremely awkward.
I
Oh,
think it would
you
also
think
be
so?
awkward. Yeah.
I think
So
it'd be
that's what makes
incredible.
me think B, but
This is like nails on a chalkboard to me, to
Oh,
be
really?
honest.
Oh,
Yes,
okay.
I kind of hate this sound.
When it's you can kind of tell sometimes when they have like the court mics turned up and it's like, ugh, this is
Yeah.
like when it's like a lower tier like college basketball game, they have it turned up, you're like, what the? Why is this happening? But I'll say C.
I think C is a good compromise here. Kashawn hates it, and I kind of love it, but
I
I
would
think it
put it.
belongs in C.
Would you put it before Vuvuzelas?
Yes.
All right. Or would you put it before First Downs?
No.
Okay.
Me personally, no.
Okay.
Yeah,
That's
that's good. Yeah.
that is perfectly fine with me. All right. The opening kickoff of the Super Bowl.
I feel like
It has a sound to it because there is silence and then there is an uproar. Whether, I mean, you, most of the time, oh, obviously, all the time, we're watching it on TV.
if you isolate the sound itself in a vacuum, it's nothing special. But when you take in everything with it, this has to be S. This is your mom waking you up on Christmas morning. This is like everything you want. It's like we have fought so hard to get to this spot. We are watching the Super Bowl and it's happening now. for that, with the pageantry and everything with it, I think it has to be S.
Okay,
I'll go
Will,
with S.
you'll go with us.
Yeah.
I was going to go A just because, I've never really experienced like this sound other than TV. And, being at multiple Super Bowl parties, you don't really get to hear this sound other than like replays or anything like that. But I do get it. I do get the S tier kind of sentiment for why it should be in S tier. So I'm totally cool with that. All right. Walk off home run. Crack of the bat.
If Crack of the Bat is A, then I feel like
I feel
I
like
don't
the
want it to be.
crowd, I
I feel like
think
it.
this one might be S.
I feel like it has to be if we're
I
just
feel
going
like
to.
it has to be S.
And
Yeah.
it is. It's pretty fucking sick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just a no doubter. Oh.
Just mash and taters.
Yeah. Love it. All right. Now, these might get a little lame. But this is what I found. All right. I feel like we might be into D territory, but the kiss cam with the music. Is that D?
C. I'll give it a C.
You'll
Sometimes you
give it a
get some.
C? You
Sometimes
like
you
the
get.
kiss cam?
No, but sometimes you get something funny up there.
Yeah,
And
sometimes some funny shit happens.
I'd say that's more entertaining than a car engine and a tennis player grunting.
Yeah.
You know what? Yeah, you're right. You're right. And two more. Here we come, and here we come down the stretch at a horse race. This is on the call, obviously, because when you're there, you can't hear this, but
I mean,
I feel like if it's a close race, like if it's a really, really close horse race, it's like a B at best.
I'm not a horse racing guy, but if it
I'm
is
not
a
either.
if it's a neck and neck, I would
Yeah.
say maybe B. I have not experienced that thrill, so I can't speak on it. I would say C.
I think.
At best, I'm fine with D, but I would say C at best.
I've never been on that side of betting a horse race where it comes down to it. But I can imagine that it's electric. I also don't really watch any sort of horse race. So I'm probably, and not to mention in Tennessee, you can't bet the ponies.
Damn straight.
I'd probably say C as well.
Yeah, I would agree with C.
Wait, do we put Kiss Cam in C or D? We
Oh, I
voted for
apologize.
I
We
was
voted for C. We voted
just
for
trying
C. I
to keep it
apologize.
honest.
I got you. So, all right. C and S are currently tied, which is interesting.
Is interesting.
All right. Last one for this one. When the glove of a boxing match just connects, you know that pop. Of that sound.
I think it's A. I think it's A because, like, yeah, it doesn't really happen every match. And also it's like awesome when it happens, but it just happens so infrequently. I mean, for the better of the two combatants. But I'm not like we care about their well-being anyway. But I think it's A. I think putting it in S is too. It's too like it's not special enough because a lot is because sometimes when it does connect like it's not the end. So
Yeah.
it's I think A is good. It doesn't happen all the time. When it does happen, it's awesome, but it also doesn't guarantee an outcome, I guess.
I agree with Will. I think it's like, it's awesome. Like, you can watch compilations on YouTube of just that, and it's
Just
pretty sick.
pops.
Yeah. Of just the best knockouts, and it's awesome. But it's not better than a buzzer beater or like walk-off homer or anything. So, yeah, I'd say it's a.
Okay. I think that's fair. Cool. All right.
Think it's a pretty
All right.
solid list.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so too. I'm gonna stop sharing and I'm gonna reset it to the
Great.
next one that we
Okay.
have,
Of course.
which I think we're gonna go with the
The
elite
next one.
nicknames
Oh.
of athletes.
Oh, wow.
All right.
I think this could be a fun. I
I think
think
this
this
will
could
be
be
fun.
fun.
I think this will
I
be
think
fun.
this one could be fun.
Yes.
But
I'm looking
yes.
forward to this. I'm shaking.
Just before we get into this and before, we have to just switch over here. And while I set this up, do you guys have any favorite nicknames?
Okay. This is not really a nickname because I've never heard him called this, but I remember listening to who is the early Robbie and Rex Road. I was driving into work one day and I heard them looking over Tom, they were looking at Tom Brady's like Pro Football Reference page, and one of his nicknames listed, I don't know if it still is, I'll look here in a second, was the Pharaoh. That is
Okay.
one of the worst nicknames I've ever heard in my life, but it's so funny. It's one of my
I don't get
favorites.
it.
I don't either. That's why it's so fucking stupid.
The Pharaoh. Is it because he's
I
so old? Like,
have
what the
no
fuck?
idea. Like, I just
He's
remember
a
listening to
ruler.
Robbie and Rex Road. They're like, Tom Brady's nickname, according to this, is the Pharaoh. And I was like, that's one of my favorite things of all time. That is so stupid.
That's ridiculous.
So that is my unserious pick. Favorite pick? This is a personal one. Adam Dunn was called the Big Donkey in his
The
heyday with the
big
Reds.
donkey. Okay.
Big donkey.
Love that. Also, Big Dumper for Cal Raleigh with the Mariners currently, just as he has a
Yeah, a
fat
huge
ass.
ass.
Yeah.
Wow, who would have guessed?
Oh man.
Straight to the point. Gotta love it.
I like pasta. David Pastrnak.
That's a good one.
That's a good
Like,
one.
I love pasta.
Who doesn't?
I can't, I don't know who doesn't. I just think it makes sense because, his last name, Pastrnak.
Sure.
Yeah.
No, that is a
We
great.
get it. We get it.
There
Yeah.
was this is incredibly niche. There was a relief pitcher for the Reds 10 years ago by the name of Alfredo Simon, and they called him Big Pasta. So he was a big guy, and it's like Alfredo.
Hell yeah.
And I love that so much.
I feel like baseball has a lot of
Baseball's got a
nicknames.
lot of, if you follow certain teams, you can really find some weird niche nicknames.
Yeah, I doing research today. I was like, oh my God, there's so many like just obscure ass like fucking what does this mean? Like
Yeah. All right. Well, let's get into this list. Sean, show me the list. You just made the list. Sorry.
No, that was great. Don't
I had
apologize
to
for
do it.
that.
List is loading.
Here's the list.
The list.
Right. First up, Michael Jordan. Air Highness. Air Jordan.
Beautiful.
Okay.
First off, Air Highness or Air Jordan?
I feel like Air Jordan is his main one.
Right. But I feel
Also,
like Air Highness was his, it wasn't his first one, but I
his
don't
better
know.
one.
His better, Air Highness is better,
Okay,
honestly.
see, also, I want to throw out a something. Like, are we judging? Like, obviously, Michael Jordan, one of the greatest athletes of all time. Air Jordan, I mean, Air Jordan is a good nickname, but if we take it in a vacuum, is it like, are we judging nickname attached to superstar or just sole nickname?
I think perhaps
Well,
maybe it's a
I think you should look at the superstar compared to the nickname, whether it fits their legacy.
I mean, it definitely fits his legacy 100%. If I'm going, don't know. I'm torn between, I don't know if I want to
See,
put it at S.
I think that Air Highness is definitely not as big of a legacy as Air Jordan, obviously. Does that comparison make sense to like your question?
I think there's
Yes.
also like style points you can account for, like how creative it is, how awesome it is, I guess. So I mean, we can Air Jordan, dude, he from I mean obviously, I didn't watch him play, but just from everything that everyone has said, it's like that it felt like when this guy was going for a dunk, he could fly.
Wait, sorry. His nickname was his airness. Like,
Yeah.
yeah, like, sorry. I think I was misspeaking. My bad.
See, I thought you were, but I wasn't confident
Yeah,
enough to
sorry. No, yeah, so
say
his nickname was his airness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
My
like that. Put it in
apologies.
S.
Yeah, fine. That it is one of the most iconic nicknames. So I'm willing to put it at S.
Okay. Well, that's easy.
Whoa, 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 whoa. That's
What?
not Michael Jordan.
That's Dwayne Wade.
That is Dwayne Wade. Excuse me, I'm sorry. I just saw Bulls. Where is he?
Oh, there's some good ones.
Yeah, there are some good ones. Sorry. That's
Leave
my
it. We
bad,
know what it
guys.
means.
That's my bad, guys. I know I downloaded it.
It's Bulls Dwayne Wade.
Hold
It's
on, hold
the
on.
worst
I know. I'm sorry.
Sorry, that just
I know I downloaded him,
That
but
just cracked me up.
I gotta find his I gotta find his
Oh.
picture on my files real quick.
Does Dwayne Wade have a nickname?
D Wade.
Yeah, well,
Is that
no, he
it?
does.
I mean, I'm sure he has others, but I think that his most popular is D Wade. God, that's
He
Michael
has like
Jordan.
a, I think he has like a really bad one. All right.
Michael Jordan, S,
So
Air
we're
Jordan.
putting Michael Jordan, his airness at S tier. All right. We're not going to go in order here.
Well, pick one.
Megatron. Yeah, Megatron.
That's an S tier. I love
S,
Megatron.
yeah,
That
that's
you think that's an S tier?
I
Yes.
yeah, 1,000% agree. You know exactly who you're talking about, and it's also just a dominant
All
nickname.
right. I mean, okay. All right.
It's a damn shame what the Lions did to that man.
I mean, he had a great career with
It
the
is, he
Lions. Like,
did.
he had
But
a
if
great career with the Lions.
you put him on a team with a pulse, this man is like legitimately like a top two receiver of all time, possibly. Like
True.
he's arguably one of the greatest of all time on a generationally shitty team.
Sure.
Just
Yes.
saying. Anyway.
Dwayne his nickname was Flash, by the
No,
way.
it's not. That's
It is. I
false.
looked it up.
Yeah, we're not doing that.
We're not doing that. That's a D
D,
tier. That's a
D.
D tier.
If
We're
it's
not looking
something
it
that's
up.
like we've never heard or it's stupid, yeah, that's dumb.
All right. What about Pablo Sandoval?
Oh, Big
Kung
Panda?
Fu Panda.
Kung Fu Panda.
Who the hell is that?
Oh, he's third baseman,
Oh,
played for
dude,
the.
he's a 300 pounder for the, what was he,
Played third,
the
played third,
Astros?
played third base for the Giants,
The
for the Red
Giants,
Sox
yeah.
for a little bit. I'd say Kung Fu Panda, that's an A nickname.
Kung Fu Panda.
He's
Like
a.
when you see this man, look at this guy.
Oh, he's ready.
This dude is enormous.
He's
Like,
locked in. He's a big old
yeah.
some bitch. Yeah.
Hell
Yeah.
yeah.
A.
Hell yeah.
All right, let's go with the Red Rifle, Andy Dalton, which is a really stupid ass nickname,
I
to
was
be
gonna say
honest.
C at best, if I'm
Yeah,
being perfectly
I'm
honest.
honestly, with his performance, I'd honestly put him at a D tier.
Sure.
I don't remember people calling him that until
I don't
after he
either.
was bad. Like
Yeah.
when he was in his prime, I don't remember anyone calling him that.
Yeah.
I don't know
Put
if
it in
that goes
D.
into it, but I'm fine with C at best.
Okay. Well, let's put him at D for now. And then he might be the top D tier when we're done. Does that sound fair?
We'll see.
Sure.
Okay. The Greek freak, Giannis.
A.
Yay. You think
It
it's an A?
rhymes. It rhymes. You know who
He's
you're.
Greek.
Yeah, you know who you're talking about. I'd say A. Yeah.
He's a freak.
All right. We might have more S and A's in this list than we do.
Probably.
Yeah.
I know there's some shitty nicknames,
There
so.
are some shitty nicknames, but I didn't really pick some shitty nicknames, but it's like it's okay. Okay, let's go with a really shitty one. Jimmy GQ, Jimmy Girard, Jimmy Girard, yeah, Jimmy Garoppolo,
Garoppolo. Oh, Jimmy
Garoppolo.
GQ. I
Yeah,
was.
Jimmy GQ. I think this nickname
Okay.
fucking sucks.
See,
This is stupid.
Jimmy G, I was saying
Yeah.
B at best
Yeah,
because
Jimmy
it's like that's
GQ.
just his name. But Jimmy GQ, that's D.
Yeah.
That's fucking terrible.
Yeah. Yeah, this
Also,
guy.
was he ever in GQ? Like, or was that just because, like, oh,
I think it's just because he's like handsome.
he
He
yeah,
could very
that's.
well have been in GQ.
Oh, he could, but I don't
I
remember
don't
that.
know. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't read that.
If I mean that, even if he is, that name is stupid. So
Yeah.
I'm fine with D.
All right. Kawhi Leonard, the Claw.
C.
I think this is also C.
Yeah.
This is such a
I don't think I've really
I
ever heard anybody say
yeah,
that. I've heard of it, but
I mean, I've
I
heard of
yeah,
it,
we've heard of it, but
but
like
I've never heard anyone be like Kawhi the Claw Leonard or anything
yeah,
like that.
exactly. Yeah. Where's this man?
And it's
Where?
not
He's right
stupid.
there in the Raptors
So
jersey.
he's right
Yes,
there
yes.
next to Matt Ryan.
I got
Matty
him.
Poop.
All right. Speaking of Matt Ryan,
Yeah, which Matt Ryan nickname is it?
it's Matty Ice.
Let's throw it in B.
I was saying Matty Ice is a cold name, but
Matty Ice
no pun
is
intended.
cold.
No pun intended. But he
right.
wasn't, he was only that good for like a year.
True.
So I'll say B. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maddie Poop, though,
Maddie
plays.
Poop, though. Jesus
That
Christ.
plays no matter
All
what.
Matty
All right.
Ice or Matty Poop?
Sir Charles for Charles Barkley.
Wait a minute.
I think
No,
this
that's the wrong nickname.
I was gonna say it's not
is it
even
not?
the
I
round
looked this
mound of
up.
Rebap.
Oh, okay. Well,
That's an A-tier name. Round mound of
I would say
rebound.
round mound of rebound is S. All right, throw
Really?
it an S. I mean, it rhymes.
He's round. He has a lot of rebounds.
All right.
He has a he eats a lot.
That's just, you don't get nicknames unique enough like that in sports. So I feel like you gotta throw it in S.
Cool. All right. What I looked up was Sir Charles, and
That is also a nickname,
it
but
is, but
his best one is round mound of rebound.
sure. Bryce Harper, the natural.
Ugh.
This is a D tier for
D.
me. Like,
Yeah.
this is so bad.
Sure.
This is such
That's
a
another one where it's like I've never
the
heard anyone
yeah.
call him that. And that could
It's
just be me, but
the
yeah.
natural could literally be anybody in the MLB.
Also, like
Like,
you'd think if you're a natural, you'd have any sort of accomplishment to your name. And he,
what?
aside from making a fuck ton of money, doesn't. Like the Nationals got dumped him and they immediately won a World Series. So,
Where the hell is he? Is he that one next to Dion?
Yeah.
yeah.
Cool. All right.
Yeah.
Speaking of Dion, prime time.
S.
Yeah, that's an S
That's
tier
got to
name.
be an ST.
No, he.
I mean, fuck this dude.
That's just his name. Like,
Yeah.
nobody really calls him Deion Sanders. Like,
He they
it's
call
prime time.
they call him Coach Prime.
Yeah.
Like,
That's his name.
that is such a cold ass name.
It
He had
is.
it in college
Like,
too and brought it to the NFL.
do you like that picture too? Like, that's
oh,
fucking
that's the
sick. Yeah,
perfect
it's
picture.
fantastic. That's the perfect picture.
Did you make this, like, all these pictures yourself?
I downloaded them off Google.
Well, I
Yeah.
know that, but did you, like, this wasn't like, it didn't come
No,
with a list?
this wasn't generated. I made this list myself. Yes.
Respect. That's awesome.
All right. Let's switch it up a little bit. Let's get some hockey in here.
Let's do it.
Stu Grimson, the Grim Reaper.
Oh, that's an S-tier name.
I was gonna
That's
say,
an S-tier name.
that's gotta be it. This is
it's just
not
a
a Preds fan
phenomenal
in this
name.
is not a Preds fan in me. This is a phenomenal name
He played
for
for
a
like
hockey
40
player.
teams.
Yeah.
The
But
Grim Reaper. Like,
the Grim Reaper. Like,
the Grim Reaper. You know how
this
fucking
dude, this dude would just go and
badass.
fuck up dudes on the ice. Like, no problem.
You know how badass you have to be? The Grim Reaper, that's death.
That is death.
Like, I feel like we're not stating that enough. He's death on ice. It's phenomenal nickname, obviously S. That it's incredible.
Yeah, man. I mean, right. Let's go Danny Dimes. This is a C for me,
If he was
honestly.
good,
If he
if he was
was
good, it'd be an
good,
A.
if he, yeah, exactly.
I was gonna say, for
But
taking in the irony of it,
I think this is a C tier name.
I agree. Yes.
this is a C tier name. Yep. Absolutely.
There you go, Daniel.
Joe Cool, Joe Montana.
B. I think that's a B.
I think that is also a B. Yeah.
Solid nickname.
Solid.
Nothing flashy. He's just good football player. It's same with Matty Ice, honestly.
Yeah. All right. Tyrann Mathieu, the Honey Badger.
A.
I agree. This is an A.
See,
If he had a
no,
better
A.
pro career, I would say S,
This
but
doesn't,
Super Bowl
I
champion.
don't,
But
sure. Okay, great.
he wasn't like he was good. He's very good, a good professional football player. But I remember when he was in college, he was like the shit.
Yeah. Nickname in
So
college as well.
I agree. No, I know. That's why I'm saying, hey, if he was as good in college as he was, or as good in the pros as he was in college, I would say S. But I would say I'm going to say A. It's a
Okay.
great nick. It's a great nickname. It suits his personality,
It's
but it's
unique.
not like it's not the upper echelon. It's not like the best.
It's not the Grim Reaper.
It's not. Just fact.
right. The answer, Allen Iverson. See, like, I see people put this in like S tier.
See
And
that?
as Allen Iverson, as great of a player as Allen Iverson was, I think the answer just isn't like, it doesn't cut through as
I'd
well.
say
I would put it at A, like at best.
I was gonna say B, just
Oh,
but
really? Okay.
just because it's like whatever. Like he's a phenomenal
Yeah.
player, don't get me wrong, but the name itself, I would say AI, honestly, is just
I would say AI is, yeah, AI
is
is
way
better.
better. It's A, but at most.
In
But
today, if he played today and he was AI, he'd be S tier.
yeah, probably.
Yeah. I think
But
he's, I think this is B.
if we're just going the answer, yeah, I'd go B.
Okay. Sounds good. Mr. Hockey. Gordie Howe.
I'm torn between A and B. I think it's better than the B nicknames we currently have, but I don't.
Also at the
I'll throw it in
time,
A. I'll throw it in A.
I was gonna say A because it's the sport.
He was, I mean, he played for a billion years.
It's A. I agree. I think it's A because he's Mr. the sport he played.
All right. We're just gonna get this one out of the way. I'm not gonna save it. Black Mamba. This is
S.
S
That's an S
tier.
tier.
This
S.
is S tier. We're not going to diminish Kobe's name on this podcast by putting
Even if he
him
was
any
alive,
less, even if he was alive.
it's S. Like it's
It's
icon.
that's
You know
a,
exactly what you're talking about. Nobody
yeah.
else really has anything close to that nickname. So yeah.
He strikes when you least expect it, which is every game or most of them, depending
All right,
on.
let's get these out of the way. Wayne Gretzky, the great one.
It's either S or A for me.
I'll go
I
A
go A.
because it's not like
Okay, no, yeah, I'm not disagreeing, but
it's nothing like it just kind of is what it is. It's sort of like Mr. Hockey. Like he's phenomenal. He is the nickname is just it just suits who he is. It's nothing like special. Well, it's special, but it's nothing like I don't know. It's hard to explain.
I think this is an A as well. It's perfect, but it's not. He's the great one.
It's not
Like,
like, holy shit, that's an awesome nickname. It's just like, yeah, he is.
yeah. I think this is A. What do you think, Sean? Do you think this is S?
I think it's S just because of his talent. But if we're going off of just nicknames, like the great one is not flashy enough. It's not Megatron. It's not Primetime. It's not the Black Mamba. Like he didn't what while he may have been the greatest of all time, he didn't get the greatest nickname of all time. So therefore, I would agree to put him in A.
Yeah, he wasn't the great one until he broke Gordie Howe's goal record. So, and he was well into his career at that point. Still, yeah, I mean, still the
That's
best player.
interesting.
But
I didn't know that's when he started being called the great one. That's
pretty
interesting.
much,
I didn't know that.
it was like there's like a famous call when he breaks the record, and he's like, "Wayne Gretzky, the great one, has beaten the goal record," you know, whatever.
That's cool. Didn't know that.
Yeah. Moving on.
All right. Yeah. Let's go Walter Payton, sweetness.
See.
Yeah, see.
As much of the great man as this guy was,
Oh, one of the
this
best.
nickname sucks.
Yeah.
It's a very whatever, like, and I obviously we didn't see him play, but it's a very much whatever nickname.
Yeah.
All right.
I would agree. Let's go Broadway Joe Namath.
I'd go A because
Real.
he in like he is Broadway Joe. Like he very much lives up to that nickname.
You're right. Do a.
Just with the coats and just everything he embodies that nickname. I would say
He was fancy.
All right. Let's just go down the list. Charlie Hustle, Pete Rose.
A. Love Pete Rose. In my opinion,
His name is not Charlie.
no, yeah, in my opinion, pro top three greatest baseball players of all time. That nickname kind of stinks. I'll go
Do you
C.
know why he's named Charlie Hustle, Chris?
I mean, I assume because he hustled, but I don't know why, where the Charlie part came from.
It's
I
because I can tell you,
would love to know.
because during a off-season scrimmage, he got walked and he ran. He fucking sprinted to first base. And the announcer was just like, "Oh, Charlie Hustle." Just, like old like 70s
Just,
talk.
yeah.
Like, like
Oh, Charlie Hustle, see? I assume, I mean, he obviously was he was a very hustling gentleman. But I never really knew where the Charlie came from, but it sounds like it was just kind of random.
Yeah. So
Interesting.
where are we putting Pete Rose?
I'd say C.
See?
Sure.
Okay.
It's just a very whatever nickname. When it really doesn't have, like, yeah, he hustled. If his name was Charlie, we could talk, but it's whatever, in my opinion.
Sure. Let's go Mean Joe Green. See, I feel like this might be elevated due to that Coke commercial, in the late 70s or whenever that came out.
I
Thanks,
hope.
Mean Joe Green. You're welcome, kid.
I'm
Like,
thinking S.
really?
I'm
Okay.
also thinking S because I've heard he was actually
He
quite
was
mean.
he's a mean son of bitch for what I recall, or from what
Yeah.
I've been told. But yeah, I'd say either S or A, but I'm leaning towards S.
I would go S. Yeah.
Let's do it.
Okay. Karl Malone, the mailman.
Oh, he's the postman.
Or whatever. Like,
Fucking.
it doesn't matter.
Same
I think
thing.
it's S.
Really?
Yeah.
I was thinking B.
I love the nickname.
I mean, it's unique, so I get it. I'll go with S.
And there's this clip that Scottie Pippen said. He's like, when they faced the Jazz in the finals, one of the years in the 90s, he like blocked a shot from Karl Malone. It was like, Postman doesn't deliver on Sundays. It was Sunday. And I thought that was really funny. I thought it was a great quip.
This is a great
That's
quip.
just me. That's just me.
All right. Pistol Pete. I mean,
I think that's an A.
I would say A. It's simple,
they
straight to the point.
they made a movie about this man.
Yeah.
I don't know it.
Okay, it's called Pistol Pete.
Didn't know that.
Right. I like it. William Perry, the refrigerator.
Yes. Yeah.
350 pounds, 6'3". Man,
A
this dude
fucking
was just a
refrigerator.
unit.
I mean, that is, yeah. If you look at that big old some bitch and you just like, how would you describe this man? You would say,
Shouldn't run out
that
of
man is
time.
a refrigerator.
Yeah.
That's Refrigerator Perry.
Best refrigerator prayer. Right. Beast mode. This is an S tier.
I
That's an
would have
S
to
tier.
agree
That's an S tier,
that
bro.
the nickname Beast, I feel, swept the nation after his few outbursts, going beast mode, when it was like, hey, I'm really good at this. Yo, I'm a beast at this. I felt like that term swept the nation. So I feel like this has to be an S tier.
Absolutely.
Can I call a
Right.
timeout?
Sure.
Karl Malone did allegedly, quote unquote, maybe even proven, I don't know for sure. Don't want to discriminate or besmirch a name. He did, I believe, impregnate a 13-year-old girl when he was 20. So maybe should we create a list that's like good nickname, but also not a
Not
good
great
guy.
guy.
Man, that is not something I've looked up.
We didn't have to bring that up.
Well, I feel like that's kind of like his that's kind of his legacy at this point is
Not being dominant in the post?
I don't know. I think maybe his off the court issues might overshadow that.
All right, put him in A.
Move him down to
That's his
A.
punishment. All right, keep going.
Let's go with Julius Erving, Dr. J.
Oh,
Oh,
S.
yeah, that's got to be an S.
Iconic.
That's an
There's a
S.
lot of
Yeah.
S's here.
There is a
There are.
lot.
I mean,
There's a
there's a
lot of
lot of
great
great
F.
nicknames. A lot
Yeah,
of
there's a
great
lot of great
nicknames.
nicknames, man. Reggie Jackson, Mr. October. I feel like this one is a low A, honestly. Like it's like
Yeah,
I don't know. Like
I agree.
he's definitely above Karl Malone.
Sure. No, I agree. It's just it for what the nickname signifies. It's like, oh, Mr. October, like he's Mr. Playoffs, but also like. In terms of just a strict nickname, it's sort of generic. So I would say
Let's just put him before Karl Malone just to put him. I'm sorry, I lost these names on my sheet.
Randy Johnson.
Is that the baseball player?
Yeah.
What's
What's
his
his name?
nickname, Chris? The
The big unit.
big unit, yes.
Gonna go A. I feel
Sure.
like when you say that, you know who you're talking about, but it's nothing like Mean Joe or Megatron or Primetime. It's like you know who you're talking about, but it's nothing flashy. Which is kind of who he was as a baseball player.
Where would you put him?
Hey, personally.
Hey.
Yeah.
All right. A and S are tied. All right, that's interesting. And last but not least, Tim Duncan, the big fundamental.
I give it a B.
I gotta say B.
really?
Yeah. That's just,
I'd give it a C.
it's just who he is as a basketball player. Good, accurate, boring.
Sure.
So he perfectly like lived up to it, but it's meh. As a nickname, meh.
All right.
All right.
That's cool. Well, I had one more tier list that I wanted to get through, but I don't think we're gonna get through it tonight.
That's what next week's for.
Sure. Unless y'all want to make it a like extra long episode.
No.
Okay.
I do have a quick discussion question, if you will.
Sure.
This what inspired this was College Football 26 came out. I have not played it yet, but they have like a
Is it out?
yeah. Oh, it's out for like the exclusive. Like if
Oh.
you could pay what $70 more, however much, and get
Yeah.
it 3 days early. I didn't do
Stupid.
that. But they have like a revamped soundtrack and they have lots of like college football specific songs on it, like played in like the marching band tune. But one of the songs that never really ceases to amaze me is associated with college football is Mr. Brightside by the Killers. It is the Michigan Wolverines like fourth quarter song. And that kind of begs the question is like, if you were starting a college football program and you had to pick like a fourth quarter song, it's like this is your ultimate get hype song. What would it be?
The Game by Motorhead.
Ooh.
Sabotage by the Beastie Boys.
Okay. These are some good ones.
Yeah.
I had two, and they're probably kind of with the in step with y'all's picks. Not really popular with the younger crowd. I was thinking
Sure.
War Pigs by Black Sabbath,
Great choice. Great
or
choice.
Dragula by Rob Zombie.
Dragula, dude. God damn, that song fucking rips, dog.
Like, nobody in the student section
Yeah.
wouldn't have a clue what these songs are, but god damn it, I would get hyped to
You
it.
just have a bunch of drunk college students be like, oh
Dragula plays like it
yeah.
to whatever generation it should play.
Yeah, they'd just be slurring that shit. That'd be awesome. Dragula is a great choice.
But yeah, I think so too. I think Tennessee should do it, but I'm not in charge.
Well,
But it
call up
also
Phil.
just kind of made me think how much of a kind of weird choice it is for Michigan to play Mr. Brightside.
Yeah. They're a
It's
weird
a hype
school
song. It's a hype song. Well,
with a
it's
bunch
not
of
really even
white
a hype
kids.
song. It's a
It's not
very,
really.
it's
No,
an sad boy bitch song.
it's an emo song.
But it gives white kids a reason to scream.
Yeah. It's a fucking emo song, dude. It's emo. Like it is an emo song.
Oh, very much. And it just kind of took me back. Like, I know Michigan has sang it for years, but when I was looking at like the College Football 26 like playlist, if you will, and I was like, oh yeah, Mr. Brightside is technically a college football song. It just struck me as weird. Even though I know it, it was like, if I were a Michigan, if I was in charge of Michigan, I would change that to Dragula by Rob Zombie.
That'd be a good choice, honestly. Hey, Michigan, hire Chris Walker for all sound and production design for
And I'll quit after I change
athletics.
the song.
Yeah. All right. This was fun, guys.
This was
I
fun.
wish we could have
Very.
gotten through our other list, but we'll save it for next week, maybe. Will, do you want to take us out?
Yeah, you want to stop sharing your screen?
Oh, yes, I do. My bad.
All right, we back. All right. Thank you so much for listening and watching. Really appreciate it. Check out the Trend Center app link in the description. 15% off a premium membership using the code TFTM. We'll be using it to bet on the MLB all summer, because that's the only thing we have to do right now. Obviously, I mean, we're just doing tier lists right now. So, check back next week, for Sean to continue his hiccups and for us to continue ranking things in a tier listed format. Yeah, like, comment, subscribe. We'll see you next week. There's three of us. Now let's make some money.
Woo. Woo. All right.
Yo.
Sorry about that hiccup. That came out of nowhere.
It's okay, buddy.